Now it's time for Rain and Shine, KVNF's regional weekly science update, where we explore how our planet works and how we work with the planet. We have a lot to think about when it comes to water and how we use it and what we use it for and how we keep it clean. But one thing we don't often think about is how water cycles. We spend so much time talking about how much water goes where, but not a lot about how it goes around. For us, our water cycle begins in the mountains. Clouds and weather systems carrying moisture over the deserts from the Gulfs and Pacific Ocean hit the temperature difference caused by the mountains and the atmosphere, and then condense and fall as rain or snow. Over the winter, snow builds up, and then it melts in the spring and runs in many tiny rivulets down the mountainsides into creeks, which join together into rivers. In Delta County, we have four major areas where water gathers into rivers. We call these areas water basins or watersheds: the Upper Gunnison, the North Fork, the Uncompahgre, and the Lower Gunnison. The North Fork River, starting above Paonia, and the Uncompahgre, starting around Ridgeway, feed into the Gunnison River. The Gunnison River, which itself starts up around Crested Butte, feeds into the Colorado River. This mighty river meets the Green River in Utah and then meanders down through the western United States, past many small and several large dams, and through one of the biggest canyons on the planet, until, some years, it reaches the sea in Mexico. That's our big water cycle. Clouds to mountains, mountains to rivers, rivers together to the sea, from the sea to the sky and back again. It's a thing of beauty, and as water moves through this cycle, it makes life possible for all of us along its way. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, produced by KVNF, written and recorded by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. Submit your nature and science questions to rainshine@kvnf.org. And thanks for listening.